idea that I was talking about at the top of the program, where you know you get this letter going, "Hi, your late Auntie Mary has passed away, and you're her only surviving relative, and we've tracked you down, and she's left you 10 million. It's everybody's dream, I think. But as I said at the start, it's somebody's job to try to track us down." Maeve Mullen is senior researcher and office manager of Finders International's Dublin office, and she's on the line now. You're very welcome to the program, Maeve.
Good morning, Maria.
How are you?
Delighted. Great. Great.
That must be quite an interesting job you have.
It's a fascinating job, and I absolutely love it. It's a real Miss Marple type job, tracking down people and doing the family history research in order to make sure that we're tracking down the correct people. Yeah.
So what's entailed? How do you get involved in it? Say if I'm living in the UK and I die and nobody comes. Is it that nobody comes to claim you, or what happens?
Exactly. I suppose a typical scenario, Maria, is where a person is living in a nursing home in the UK. They don't have any next of kin, in that they weren't married, perhaps didn't have any children, and their medical file says that there is no next of kin, and perhaps they haven't had any visitors either. And in that instance, we are sometimes contacted by nursing homes or councils in the UK to locate their extended Irish family, if it's known that they were born in Ireland, or perhaps they were born in the UK but didn't have any brothers and sisters, but their parents are from Ireland. It happens more often than you would think.
And what sort of a time limit is there on these?
In terms of how quickly do we need to locate family?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we are referred cases and the person has passed away several months ago, and it's just their estate that needs to be sorted out. But in other instances, we actually get urgent cases where in Ireland, when somebody passes away, their funeral happens usually within 2 or 3 days. But in the UK, that can be 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm.
And in some instances, we do get urgent cases where the deceased person hasn't, their funeral hasn't taken place yet, and we are asked to search for extended family so that they can instruct undertakers.
Okay, and I presume there's two different strands here that we're talking about. That we're talking about, I leave a will saying I leave my niece Maria in, I haven't seen her for 40 years, she probably even forgot
yes.
I exist, but I leave
yes.
her everything I have, she's my only relative, and I want her to have everything. And then the people who die intestate.
Exactly. And so if a deceased person has made a will, then they are deemed to have died testate, and their estate is distributed according to the wishes that they write down in their will. And if they don't make a will at all, then it's the intestacy rules that apply. So that's where a full family tree is required in order to determine who is entitled.
And if I was in, this is fanciful talk now, Maeve, but if I was in this nursing home and I say to all the staff in the nursing home, Aunt and I have, I want to leave the cats and dogs home.
Yes.
But I don't officialise it in any way.
Yes.
Would you still be involved then?
It has to be official. So I suppose legally the person has to have expressed that wish for their estate to go to the cats and dogs home in a will, and the will has to be witnessed. And so,
but if that's the case, you're not involved, then you don't have to track down any relatives to say your Auntie Mary died and she left everything to the cats and dogs home, which I think would be a heartbreaking letter to get if she was rich.
Exactly. Well, I suppose we do say to potential beneficiaries that we have tracked down that we believe that they are entitled according to our research, but things can happen that mean that the person does not inherit. So if it's thought that a deceased person dies and that they haven't made a will and the intestacy laws apply, then we may track down potential beneficiaries. But then if a will is subsequently found, then the people that we have located may not inherit.
Okay.
Other instances can happen where it's thought that somebody has, that they owned their own house or that they had bank accounts and therefore there is an estate to be distributed. But there are times when it's discovered that there are, say, nursing home bills or tax bills or other outstanding expenses that mean that the estate is extremely small or is actually wiped out altogether.
Mm.
So I suppose when we locate people, we're at pains to point out that we, at this point in our research, we believe that they are going to be potential beneficiaries, but you know,
whatever's left,
100% sure,
yeah,
until the solicitor has done their work in terms of sorting out the entire probate and figuring out what the distribution should be. Yeah.
And could potentially, having been found as, you know, the person, the last surviving person who should technically get everything, could you then be found to be liable for bills of this person that you... No, that doesn't come into it at all.
Absolutely not. So when we locate potential beneficiaries, we ask them to sign our agreement, which gives us permission to continue on to apply for this person's share on their behalf. But it also protects the potential beneficiary that they will never be liable for any fees.
And
And our fee comes out of the their inheritance.
Okay.
Like we will never go back to them looking for fees if they haven't actually inherited money.
And it would be quite easy to assume that the kind of people that you're dealing with, the kind of people who are dead that you're dealing with, maybe went to America years ago when it wasn't possible to come back and it wasn't possible to stay in contact. But that's not necessarily the case, is my understanding.
We actually work on cases from all over the world. Yeah, we do a lot of US cases and lots of Irish cases as well. And when Irish people emigrated years ago, it's amazing. Some kept in touch an awful lot, but it doesn't seem to be that there was necessarily any kind of a falling out in families. Mm. It's just that for some reason people drifted away, and in some instances people will stay in touch while their parents are alive, and once that generation is gone,
yeah,
they sometimes lose touch with their siblings, with their brothers and sisters.
So if people see an ad, do you know Maria McCann from such and such a place? Like, you know, that's the kind of work that you do. They're trying to trace the relatives of so-and-so, so-and-so.
Yes, yes. We work on ads that are placed in the newspaper in the UK. We also work on ads that are placed in the Irish newspapers by, for example, the Chief State Solicitor, and we are referred cases by solicitors in the UK, solicitors in Ireland, and then by councils and nursing homes and hospitals in the UK also. Yeah.
Okay. Maeve, thanks very much for talking to me this morning. It's interesting work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Maria. Thanks for the opportunity to chat.
No bother. Bye-bye.
That's
Maeve Mullen there, Senior Researcher and Office Manager of Finders International's Dublin office.